Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Psalms. Psalm 67 is a blessing psalm. Just 7 verses, it is simple and sweet. In the lyrics, I hear a tune that is graceful, airy, and elegant. The header tells us that it was to be played on stringed instruments, and I find that quite fitting. And though it is simple, I find that here, as often in life, it is the simple truths of God that resonate the deepest. Psalm 67 is a request for God's blessing, coupled with an ardent desire that God would be known through all the earth. And that's it. Simple yet profound. So let's dive in at verse 1. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us, so that your ways will be known on earth, your salvation among the nations. So it begins with a call for blessing. May God be gracious. It's an adaptation of the priest's blessing for the people in Numbers 6. God's blessing is one of the Bible's great themes. To bless is to speak good things over someone or something. A lovely thing to do for someone, speaking good things, either about them or for them. In Hebrew, the same word can be used of mankind blessing God, speaking of his goodness. Yet it is very different for God to speak well over us, for his words come with power. God's words formed the universe and gave us life. In the Bible, we find God blessing from the very start. He blessed the fish, the people, and the seventh day. He blessed Noah and Abraham. In Jacob's story, we find a man desperate to receive his father's blessing, but ultimately wrestling for his life so that he might receive the blessing of God. May God bless us. Now, the word for be gracious can indicate both generous grace and forgiving mercy. Yet, interestingly, the word literally means to bend or stoop down in kindness. It's the word you would use for a powerful king taking time to help out a commoner, not because they're deserving, just out of kindness. Quite similarly, the root word for bless literally means to kneel down. So if you heard this in Hebrew, you would hear two words that both indicate God coming down to our level and just being good to us. And as he does, his face shines on us. And what a beautiful picture is that. Almighty God, creator of every galaxy and sustainer of every atom, kneels down so far as to bless little old us. Wow. God with us. A Selah is sounded at the end of verse 1, likely a moment of musical interlude to contemplate. And it is a beautiful blessing to contemplate indeed. But look at the psalmist's reason for his request. Now in verse 2, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. The songwriter doesn't simply desire God's blessing for their own sake, but so that God would be known. 10 times in 7 short verses, the psalm refers to the peoples, the nations, the ends of the earth. This psalm and this blessing are about them. And the psalmist carries one simple yet driving desire, to know him and make him known. That singular ambition has driven the hearts of missionaries and world changers for millennia. It was foundational to both the Old and New Testaments. All the way back to Genesis 12, God's covenant with Abraham included both a blessing for his descendants and a promise that all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. God's endgame was always the world. And consider how that transforms our understanding of God's blessing. To know that God's gifts are not just to us, but through us, we get to be God's blessing. Spurgeon remarks on this passage that ignorance of God is the great enemy of mankind, and the testimonies of the saints overcome this deadly foe. In other words, you and I do battle against ignorance when we tell people of God's presence and blessing in our lives. As we share our amazement that the King of the universe would care about helping little old us, the enemy is defeated. Verse 3 brings us to the chorus, and it is sung directly to God. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. There is a looking forward in this refrain, a longing for the day when the peoples of the world will praise God. If this series of Psalms is in fact prophetic of end times events, then perhaps Psalm 67 looks to the millennium. The next stanza begins at verse 4. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. Looking ahead to the very end of the book of Revelation, this is God's great plan. He shall rule the peoples. Now understand this clearly and read carefully. God rules with equity. If ever you read verses about God's reign and picture a tyranny or dictatorship, look again. God's rule is the very opposite. In fact, that is the point. The governments of mankind have been established under many structures and varied philosophies. Each one has shown its own tendency toward corruption and tyranny. Yet God's rule stands apart. Back in verse 4, "For you rule the people with equity." The Hebrew word for equity is also used to describe a level field or a plain. It indicates an equal standing for all people, treatment that is just and fair. Back in verse 4, "And you guide the nations of the earth." The word for guide indicates God leading the people like a shepherd for their good. This is why the nations sing for joy. After countless generations of corruption and tyranny and all of man's attempts, at last they find equity. Another Selah reminds us again to ponder the reality of that day. Verse 5 brings us again to the chorus. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. And verse 6 delivers a lovely picture of life as God intended it. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. When things are working right and all is as it should be, even the land does its part. It is a wonder that we often take for granted. The dirt accepts the seed, drinks in the rain, and grows the harvest. Beautiful. We might take it for granted, but the psalmist recognizes the one who brings the increase. God, our God, blesses us. Simple, yet beautiful. And notice the repetition of acknowledging God with the emphasis that he is our God. This is relationship. This is covenant. He is our God and we his people. And verse 7 brings us back to the present and sums it all up with the same two desires that started us. May God bless us still so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. And there you have a psalm of blessing, a blessing that we would know his kindness and that his kindness would make him known.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.